Let's start with people who don't qualify for employment insurance and don't have access to paid sick leave. Our government will introduce the Emergency Care Benefit, which will provide money every 2 weeks to workers who have to stay home. People will receive this benefit for 14 weeks for an amount comparable to what would be paid through EI. This applies to people who fall ill, people who've been placed in quarantine or have to self-isolate. It also applies to those who have to take care of a family member with COVID-19, but, as I said, fail to qualify for EI.
Good morning, I'm Jerry Agar. That was the Prime Minister, of course, who is expected to speak next hour. 11 o'clock, the Prime Minister is booked to come forth with yet another update on where we are, and we'll carry it for you live, of course. Now, are you concerned regarding employment based on the text messages and emails and feedback we've received here at the radio station? Of course, many people are, and employers are concerned about what their responsibilities are. So joining me to talk about this for the full hour, and we'll take your calls at 872-1010, is employment lawyer from Levitt LLP, partner Sunira Chaudhry. Good morning.
Good morning, Jerry.
How are you, by the way?
Hanging in there. Things have rapidly changed here just in the last 4 days. You know, we have an office building in the PATH network in downtown Toronto. And while on Monday you could eat in the food court and there were still some people around, that changed every day. Tuesday, could no longer sit in the food court. Some places were shut. A lot of the retail was shuttering, but the food establishments were still open. Today, nothing's open in the PATH, more or less a few a Tim Hortons here and there. But it's pretty eerie to be in any of the office buildings or in the PATH in downtown Toronto.
Sure. And so we're addressing the fact that people aren't coming to work, and yeah, some people will be fortunate enough to continue to be paid. Some people will not. Let's start with the government rollout of new emergency measures. We'll take calls here at 872-1010 with your employment questions. But let's just start with this, accessing the EI sick benefit, because we'll be a bunch of people who will be doing this for the first time, Sunira.
It'll be the first time for many, and so what's notable about this, and first of all, where people should be going, if you have no idea where to go, you need to go to the government website, canada.ca. That's where you can find the EI sickness benefit and how to apply for it. It's the ministry, it's the HRSDC ministry, or you can also Google Employment and Social Development Canada. Those are the ways that you can get online right now. If you are at home, if you are at home and in quarantine, if you are home and sick, you can go there and apply right now. And before, in a normal circumstance, you'd have to wait a period of time before you could apply for the EI sick benefit. So as an example, before, if you were at work and you were sick for more than a week or two, and if your employer didn't have long-term or short-term disability, you'd probably apply for the EI sick benefit if you were away from work because you were sick, and your employer would issue you a T4 to allow you to do that. And now the government, for those who are unable to work because they've been directed to self-isolate, so you may not have a sick note. This is important because a lot of people think, well, a sick benefit means I need to have a sick note. You actually don't in this circumstance. The government is now allowing you, if you've been directed to self-isolate or quarantine, you won't have to wait the usual 1 week that most employees have to wait in any normal circumstance to apply for the EI sick benefit. You can go on right now. And normally, you always need a doctor's note or a medical certificate to get the EI sick benefit. You no longer need that. That is not a requirement during COVID-19. So if you've been home in self-isolation, quarantine, if you're home this week and you're not able to work, you can apply now.
You know, this is going to be a situation when yesterday we heard, I think it was from the finance minister, Morneau, who was saying, essentially, I think, they're going to take people's word for it at this point. That's right for some people to rip the system off. But I don't think there's much of a choice right now for the government but to do it that way.
I think it's a bold move that the government's making, but I think it's the right move. And we have to look after not just those of us who are on a payroll. there are a lot of us, you know, that work according to the gig economy. You have Uber drivers, you have couriers, you have people delivering food, and they're not your standard employees. So the emergency care benefit that the government has rolled out, it provides, I think, up to $900 every 2 weeks for those who can't work but wouldn't normally qualify for EI sick benefits, because you have to, of course, pay into EI in order to apply for EI sick benefits. So for those that are out of work, that can be waitresses, bartenders, and those in the gig economy, those working in freelance, the government has tried to kick something in for those workers as well. I wonder if the government is going to come back. Of course, this is all going to be reconciled in your taxes at the end of the year. If you did take advantage of these benefits when you file your taxes, if you did take advantage, you probably have to pay it back some way, somehow, and the government will probably have a way of dealing with anybody abusing the system then. But let's hope that that's not the case.
All right. Now, I'm talking to Sunira Chaudhry. Rishi's partner with Levitt LLP, Employment and Labor Law. The number here is 872-1010, 416-872-1010 for your questions. Here is Dave. You're in the food delivery business, Dave?
Casinos, Dave, and all the restaurants and bars in Toronto. And our work has gone down to one-third of what we usually do.
So what is your question then, Dave?
Well, the question is, Trudeau covered everybody who is taking it off for sick time, but didn't say whether that same benefit applies to us if we're laid off.
So it's a good question about, and have you been laid off, Dave?
No, right now they're taking names and they're going to, they're asking people to take a voluntary layoff, because right now we have 31 drivers and they only need 10.
Right.
So 20 of them are going to be asked to leave. I suggested they go by seniority, give them the option, but they don't want to do that. But also they're taking the names now, and they probably will notify us in the next couple of days that we're going to be laid off. And the thing is that Trudeau has said about this money, but didn't cover being laid off because of this the virus.
So this is a much bigger topic that I think we need to deal with, but let me deal with it very quickly right now, Dave, which is, if you might be looking down the barrel of a layoff, and many listeners might have been laid off already, just because the Employment Standards Act allows employers to lay off employees, they can only do so if they've contracted for that. And if it's not in your contract, and most employers have never contracted for the right to lay off an employee, you can treat that as a termination of your employment. It is virtually a termination of your employment. Employers cannot lay off willy-nilly. And even though this is a time where it's unprecedented, if employers move to lay off, they may not be able to bring those employees back. They might be looking at wrongful dismissal claims, which we should talk about in greater depth, Jerry.
I have another question. One of the people is away in Hawaii, and is landing back on Friday and coming to work on Saturday, and refuses to go into self-isolation. Do I have any recourse to call anybody about that?
Recourse to call anyone?
Health department and say, look, we have diabetics working here. I'm over 70, and I'm susceptible to like that. I would be the virus. It would probably kill me. But I have to work closely with this person. Do I have any right to call the health department and say this person refuses to self-isolate?
What you need to do, Dave, is you need to take care of your health first. It's really difficult for any of us employees or employers to control what others are doing. If you think that you have, that you might be susceptible, if you're over 70 years of age and you're concerned, the first thing that you need to do is you need to self-isolate. And you need to take
yourself
out of that. Of that scenario.
They said any worker that isn't feeling well, that's under the weather, they've asked to go home, isolate for 14 days. But again, we're going to go job site by job site as per their request, not ours. So if they feel that job sites shouldn't be opened, they all guaranteed us they will close that job site, and we'll just play it day by day.
That was the Premier of Ontario, Doug Ford, addressing the issue of ongoing work at construction sites. People have had a lot of questions about that. By the way, another update from the Premier at noon, an update from the Prime Minister at 11. We'll have those for you here on News Talk 1010. And those kinds of questions, there are so many that even though Sunira Chaudhry, labor lawyer, is going to spend the hour with me here, we'll never get to them all. But Sunira, just before we go back to phone calls here at 872-1010, a question came in from somebody who is asking this. If employers cannot lay off employees without facing consequences, what are employer rights?
Well, what employer rights are, and it's a tricky one, because I've been talking to so many small and medium-sized businesses about what they can and should be doing, and it's really great to see that the first and sole focus of most of these businesses are how do we keep our employees safe and how do we keep them employed. And what the government has done is they have gone ahead and put some measures in place to help employers, as in helping with payroll, up to 10% payment towards your payroll, which employers can look to take advantage of. Take advantage of no-interest loans to help bridge the gap. There are also work-share options that employers might be able to present to employees who, and especially for smaller employers that are local, that have smaller workforces, you may need to take advantage of these programs sooner rather than later so that you can keep the doors open. And the other thing, of course, is that to the extent you can be flexible, be flexible. But if you can't, ask your employees to, and what I think you should do is work, ask them to work from where they're comfortable, but see what work and production you can get from your employees so that you can get some revenue as much as you can during this time. Maybe get a bit creative. How can you service your clients during this time? Is it by video conferencing? Is it teleconferences? Are there new ways that you can support your business? Because that is a time of creativity, working with your employees where you can. So I think it's government benefits, being a bit flexible, maybe letting your employees, asking them to take some vacation now even, as opposed to waiting for that. But also taking advantage of these no-interest loans now can certainly help you to keep the lights on.
Sunira Chaudhry is with me, labor lawyer with Levitt LLP. Robert, small business employee. Robert, go ahead.
Hi, good morning. So I have a question for Sunira. So I'm a small business employer. So my question is regarding directing an employee to self-isolate so they can go on EI under the sickness benefits you were talking about a couple minutes ago.
Sure.
So can you clarify whose direction is this? Can this be by the employer, or is it somebody that has to test positive and have a direction from a health official? So I had a case where an employee came into work a few days ago, and at the end of the day, he said he felt sick all day but didn't tell anybody. We had put a policy in place almost 2 weeks ago, a written policy on what to do if you were sick and who to contact and appropriate procedures. But he came in anyway, and then he texted me later that evening, said he had a fairly good fever and sore throat. Like, he had quite a few of the symptoms. And then I said to him, you know, you can't come back to work right now. You need to get in touch with telehealth or your local health authority, explain the situation. To complicate matters, he'd been in a hospital the week before with a relative, and that hospital actually had a case last week. So then he texted me back and said he spoke to telehealth, and they said they don't think that he has the symptoms, and he said he's feeling better, but he's still home. And now he's asking if he can go on EI.
Right, so that's a good question. Thanks for that, Robert. And this is something that many employers are dealing with. It is time, now that you've put this policy in place, you can certainly direct employees to stay home. So if you have been already, and I suggest this to all employers, if you haven't done it already, don't do this ad hoc. Send a memo, send an email to all of your employees now, directing employees to stay home if they're not feeling well, to self-isolate if they've traveled outside of the country or if members of their family have traveled, and they should be following the precautions that have been already set out by the government and by the health organizations that have been directing COVID-19. So, of course, you can direct an employee to stay home. I wouldn't be concerned about doing that.
But Sunira, I'm interrupting here, but yes. But my understanding from having talked with you and Howard Levin in the past is if he directs somebody to stay home, he has to pay them.
Well, I think the issue here is, if this person is sick and has been told to, and the policy has come out, I think the employers now, if you send out these policies and say, we want to direct you to stay home, that more or less, I think most employees, if they're not able to work and come into work, I think that's the major issue. If this person is sick and he's not able to work, it doesn't seem like this person is coming to work and able to actually be productive. And so if he's sick and he's saying that he's sick, he's saying he's been at the hospital, he's saying he has a fever, it's not a direction. It's him staying home and accessing the EI sick benefit, which is available for him now from day one if you don't have sick days. Many employers, however, do have sick days that are paid, and some of which are statutorily required to be paid in this province. Let those employees use those sick day benefits, and then they can go ahead and apply for EI.
All right. Sunira Chaudhry is with me with Levitt LLP. She'll spend the hour. We still won't get to all your questions. If this situation continues as we expect it to, this may be something we'll have to do from time to time. But we'll still answer more questions coming up between 10
and 30. Not from the same room, though, Jerry?
The same room. We are not together at the moment. That's true.
And I think another discussion we should have, do we limit certain buys? You know how they have a sale, you can only buy two? Well, maybe I think we should start doing that with healthcare items. But that's, again, going to be up to the retailers.
We'll get another update from the Premier at noon and have that for you on News Talk 1010. Meanwhile, before that, at 11, the Prime Minister, so I'll carry that on the show here. But right now, I'm talking with Sunira Chaudhry, employment lawyer from Levitt LLP, and we're trying to answer as many questions as we can here regarding employer and employee rights and obligations and questions. And Sunira, a lot of people are saying, well, how can I get this EI information? Because it's so hard to answer every specific question. And it's this simple. I just went online, I went to Google, and I typed in, apply for EI Canada. And a couple stories came up, but then a direct link to Employment Insurance Benefits Canada.ca. They have information there on the latest. That's going to change as we go along, but you can get the latest information and get started and get many of your questions answered there by simply Googling apply for EI Canada. That worked for me.
Right. Apply for EI Canada. Apply for EI sick benefit. You can get onto Google. Type that in right now. Canada.ca, HRSTC. These are the terms you can use, and you can get there. And one thing that EI is saying right now, Jerry, that we should all keep in mind is don't wait to gather all of the supporting documents they might be asking you for. They want you to apply online now, and if you need to get some other documents later, they'll deal with that later. But you need to know now, you actually don't need to obtain a medical certificate or a record of employment from your employer before you apply. You can apply online now.
872-1010 is our number. Sunira is going to stay until 11, and we'll get to as many questions as we can. Here is Gord on News Talk 1010. You got a question about your daughter's situation, Gord?
Yes, yeah. She works two jobs. The one job, they closed down because it's a gym club. They closed down. She is a student. She goes to high school. And the other job is in the restaurant business, and they've reduced her hours. Would she be eligible possibly for it? And you answered my last question because about the documents, but I'll listen in if you could answer that for me.
So, well, first of all, Gord, God bless your daughter for working two jobs while she's a student. But if the gym is closed down, she can absolutely apply now for EI. That's definitely the case. When it comes to the restaurant, she would probably apply to the other emergency protocol that the government has put in place for some workers who may not have or be able to apply for EI to get up to $900 every 2 weeks. So there are two government-related benefits that she could probably apply to. But if she's a full-time worker, and by full-time I mean sort of a permanent worker at the gym, I know a lot of gyms have shut down because of this. Many employees have been laid off. If she plans to go back to the gym, she might want to see when and how she can work out to get back there. Obviously, we won't know that for sure. Some employees who have been laid off are treating those layoffs as terminations, and she may want to think about whether or not she wants to treat it as a termination. She's a student, so she's probably working part-time. She'll probably want to wait to get back into the workplace if she can. But again, if you've been laid off and most employers have not contracted for the right to lay off employees, employees do have the right now to actually seek damages for the actual loss of employment as though they're never going back, which is a tool that many listeners might want to take advantage of if they've been laid off.
Now, some people have written in, Sunira, and they've said something like, well, there's a lot of help for people who can qualify for EI, but a lot of people can't. Have they widened out who can?
Absolutely, because though there are those who can apply for EI, those are people who have actual jobs and they're on payroll, so their employers have been deducting EI deductions for them and remitting those to HRSDC on their behalf, so you can apply to EI. But what the government has done now is they're actually looking at the section of workers, these quote-unquote gig economy workers, people working for Uber, Lyft, freelancers, that are just invoicing their employer, so to speak, or invoicing the companies that they work for who don't have EI. They can also now apply to up to 15 weeks of pay or loss of pay. And as Bill Morneau said, it's going to be almost like on an honor system, and I think this will be reconciled when we file our taxes. But the point is, right now, if you've lost work as a result of contracts that you have, you may not be in traditional employment. There is a benefit that you can apply to as well. The government is looking out for those workers that are not the traditional employees to help those workers as well with this new emergency benefit that you can apply for.
872-1010 is our number. Josephine is on the line. You've applied for EI. You're waiting for it. What is your situation?
Let me first say thank you very much to 1010 News. We listen, and you're so informative, and we're very grateful for that. I have a situation. I was called by my employer and said, I understand I heard you were sick. You must stay home. I can't take this risk. You're home. And so I said, okay, I'm not sick. I might blow my nose every now and again, but I have no symptoms of any COVID-19 or anything else. So when I applied to EI, I applied as regular benefits because, A, I'm not going to say to the government, tick a box that says I'm sick. I'm not. So I applied for regular EI yesterday, and thank you for mentioning I don't need my ROE because I was a little panic-stricken about that.
Sure.
But when I spoke to my employer yesterday, I wanted to make it very clear that we're all ticking the right boxes. I'm applying as I'm assuming because you're afraid of the virus and there is a shortage of work, I'm applying because of that. I'm not applying because I'm at home and I'm sick. The question is, have I done the right thing? Because I did get a confirmation of information from EI, and certainly I'm not about to tell the government that I'm taking sick if I'm not sick, because it's not honest.
It's a good question, Josephine, and I think a lot of us are dealing with these issues on self-isolation. Should we be staying at home? Should we be putting ourselves in quarantine? Now, while the government is stepping in to give us some relief in terms of pay, I don't think you did the right thing here, actually. I think what you should be doing, if you're not sick and you're not exhibiting the symptoms and you're able to work, what I think you should be doing is documenting to your employer right now that you are able to work. And if for whatever reason you can't go to work, and many workers in this province right now cannot, make it clear to your employer you are available to work, that you can work from home. And that would then put the onus on your employer to make work available to you. And if work was not available to you, then they'd still have to pay you. And if they don't pay you, you might want to consider other legal options at that point. But if you are ready and able to work, I want you to document to your employer now that you're able to do that.
Thanks very much, Josephine, for the call. 872-1010 is the number. Here is David on News Talk 1010. Hi, David.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. Thanks
for calling. Go ahead.
I'm a healthcare professional. I have two full-time employees, two part-time. The government has not made it mandatory for me to shut my office, but they have strongly recommended it. My college, my association has told me to close except for emergencies. Some people have been posting on discussion groups that if I let them go, they could actually, and don't pay them, I can actually be charged with wrongful dismissal. On the other hand, I've been told that EI benefits will have a code that says if there's a shortage of work, they can actually get paid through that. And of course, I would always top up my employees' benefits in one way or another. Is the wrongful dismissal true in this case, or is it that the EI benefits will help them out?
Thanks for your call, David, and your question. And of course, a big shout out to all healthcare professionals during this difficult time. And if you do have to close, you do run the risk of wrongful dismissal damages. Yes, you do. So if you close and you don't have an agreement with your employees, so the first thing I can recommend, see if you can come to an understanding with your employees, as an example, saying, we don't have work to do right now. Could you voluntarily apply for EI until business ramps up, and we're going to reassess this in 30 days, in 45 days. I'm going to let you use your vacation, you know, your paid vacation. I'm going to let you use your personal days if they're paid, or sick days. Sick days you probably shouldn't, but vacation days to keep you paid for as long as I can. And then if we can agree that you go on EI and I'm going to bring you back as soon as I can, maybe you can avoid a wrongful dismissal. But if you close and these people have nowhere to go, sure, they can apply for EI, but that's not probably covering all the damages that they have. And without an agreement, they absolutely can sue.
More questions will be answered by Sunira Chaudhry, labor lawyer, partner with Levitt LLP, firm of employment lawyers, for the balance of the hour.
And that's why it's so important that people respond, and I agree with the Premier and the Minister of Health. They have been to the request to socially isolate, to the request to be responsible, to wash their hands. All of those elements are part of the strategy, and it's a strategy that's worked around the world where we've seen things work, which is to try to flatten the curve of this.
That was the provincial finance minister, Rod Phillips, on News Talk 1010. You heard just a moment ago. The prime minister will speak again at 11 or just after 11, and we'll carry it for you live. And right now, I'm talking to Sunira Chaudhry, who is a partner with employment law firm Levitt LLP, and we're trying to answer as many questions as we can here. Vince, you've been waiting a while. We appreciate it. Go ahead, Vince.
Yes, hi. I had to just lay off 20 people. I have a retail store, and we're going to be closed for the next 2 weeks. And my employees some of them want to apply for EI. So I did issue record of appointments for all of them. And I put, you know how you tick off the box, and I put date of recall unknown. When I call them back to work, do I just call, did they have to come back right away, or is there a time period where they can not work, even though I'm opening for business in 2 weeks?
Thanks for your call, Vince. What I recommend to employers that have laid off, call your employees back as quickly as you can, so you're planning on doing that in 2 weeks. And the recall you can do in writing. It doesn't have to be fancy. Do it in an email. So make sure you have the personal emails of your workers so that you can send out an email saying, we're recalling you, give the date. You might want to give your employees as much notice as you possibly can so that they can organize themselves. And they can also let you know if they have a family member or they themselves are required to self-isolate or quarantine and if they can't get back. But to the extent that you can be in communication with them, you can give them some clarity on when exactly they will be coming back. You will lower the risk of them going out and getting some legal advice during the layoff or potentially something, you know, worse than that. So as much communication as you can, nothing fancy in terms of the recall, but do it in writing.
All right. Thank you for your call. I want to read you a text message here, Sanira. I work as an in-home sales rep for a high-end roofing company. Needless to say, I'm not comfortable going into a stranger's house for 1 to 2 hours in our present situation. All our office staff is ordered to work from home. Our VP stated that the sales guys should not use COVID-19 as an excuse to get lazy. He wants us to carry on as normal. What would you tell this person to do?
It's a tricky one because we have seen employers taking different reactions to COVID-19. While we all think the whole world is working from home, the fact is the whole world is not working from home, and some employees continue to be required to go to work. We're even seeing that in tech companies. We're seeing examples of that. So what I would recommend here for this employee to do is, if you're in sales, and I know you're in home sales, so you have to be present at your client, see what you can do remotely. So can you make a pitch to your employer, I can be productive by working right where I am, right at home. And to the extent that you can provide services by way of a virtual meeting, set up a Zoom meeting. There are these great technology is kind of amazing now, that to the extent that we can actually serve clients by not being in the same room as them. So it's not just picking up the phone. You can have great video conferencing. Use a video on your WhatsApp, FaceTime, a Google Hangout. But Zoom is one of the best ones, I think, if you have multiple participants and it's free. See if you can use those sorts of platforms to get as much work done as possible. Keep communication with your clients. I'd hazard a bet here that most clients probably wouldn't want you in their homes either. So see how you can service your clients remotely by using the technology as your friend right now.
All right. Paula, I'm going to take your call, but we're going to need to be quick with question and answer here. Go ahead.
Hi. I'm in the wholesale food supply business. So we supply all the restaurants that are currently closed due to COVID. And I'm finding it kind of concerning that you're telling people that if you're being laid off, they have legal grounds to sue the employer. What am I supposed to do? I've got no one paying me. I've got no orders going out, limited orders going out. Where do I stand?
It's a good way to end the hour, Jerry. And Paula, thanks for your question. What employers should be doing, look at some of the things that the government is helping you with. They're helping with a wage subsidy of up to 3 months for 10% of your payroll. It's equal to, you know, up to $1,375 per employee and $25,000 per employer. Try to take advantage of that. Try to take advantage of no interest loans, and talk to your employees. If you have to go and pay them half time and reduce their hours, try to give them some certainty in an uncertain time. Maybe say you can reassess in 30 days. Try to keep your employees on the books so that we can get through this hopefully in the coming months.
Thank you very much, Paula. Thank you, Sanira from Levitt LLP. We may be doing this in the future again with either yourself or Howard. So thanks for doing this.
My pleasure.